Bullet Loco, Mr. Crip Hop. The Locust on His Own, which one of my personal favorites, because, you know, I watch that shit on the box, nigga.
No doubt.
Getting Locus dressed, on his own. Ironing my motherfucking white t-shirt, trying to get that one in the middle. Trying to get that crease in the middle.
Yeah, sir, you already know, man. Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. I'm just happy to be back at it, bro.
Give him a little. You being one of the most underrated West Coast lyricists and MCs, because you are both of them, give them a briefing on how you attracted, you know what I'm saying, the attention of a legend like Jam Master Jay.
Oh, man, it was crazy. I actually was on a run when I got my situation with Jay. You know what I'm saying? I was on a run from YA out here in California. You know what I mean? So I hooked up with my brother on the East Coast and shit. My brother live out in Virginia. So he came, actually got me in the alley from my hood, bro, and took me to Virginia so I could turn 21 and then have to go to jail. Once I turn 21, I get a dishonorable discharge. So, you know, as long as I stay out of jail until that time, I'm good. So I went to the East Coast, and I ended up making some music and ended up hooking up with my boy from he was going to college out in Norfolk State. So I hooked up with him, my boy Nate, and then he hooked me up with Jam Master Jay because he was from New York. So that's how it all happened, you know what I mean?
Wow.
It was crazy, man. Rolling with guys that you look up to, like Run DMC and guys that you look up to in a rap game, and to be able to work with them was a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So I just take it all in stride, you know what I mean? And then after I, you know, left Jam Master Jay's label, I went directly to Def Jam, you know what I mean? And that's when I put out What You Gonna Do.
And that's one of the things I used to trip off of when I used to watch that Locus on His Own video, and it said JMJ Music, and that was at the heart, meat and potatoes of the East Coast, West Coast competition. It hadn't dwelled up into the beef. It was just competition.
Beef,
And by you being on, you, Richie Rich, Warren G, all y'all was really kept that label afloat, you know?
No doubt.
For that being one of the founding labels. And,
up, you know what I'm
saying? Straight y'all up, was straight on that up. Motherfucker holding it down, you know what I'm saying? And by that being like the forefront of hip hop as a label, Def Jam, it wouldn't have stayed afloat if it wasn't for that W.
Oh, no doubt. And on the keep it real, man, Warren G, man, hands down, actually saved Def Jam from going bankrupt. You know what I mean? When he came and put his album out, it was like one of the biggest projects that ever came out on Def Jam as far as the record sales. And he actually saved that company from going bankrupt. You know what I mean? Shout out to G-Dub, you know? And that's what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what was even funnier about that? When they had the show soundtrack, and I think it was Bruh was talking that shit.
Hey man, that shit was dope too, man. It was a blessing, man, to be on a soundtrack. That was one of the dopest soundtracks because it actually had Tupac and Biggie on it, had Bone Thugs and all kind of, you know, Snoop Dogg, the Dog Pound, man. It was dope to be a part of that situation, man. You know, especially first coming in the game and to be on something, you know, so historical like that. It was a blessing. Yes. And I had the Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams track on there.
That was my shit.
And then I rapped on a song with Tretch and South Central Cartel and them on the soundtrack too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I forgot so about it. Shout out to South Central Cartel, the other Havoc and Prodigy, because y'all was sitting there too on my mom.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So
no
definitely shout out to SDC and LV and all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay, so when all that was going on, like, you know, like say when you told them niggas a new asshole and what you're gonna do, what was the confrontation flavor like at them Def Jam parties? When it was like the inner record things and shit like that, those intimate moments.
I mean, one thing about it, man, with me, you know what I'm saying? I was the only West Coast artist signed directly to Def Jam, like Slick Rick and LL Cool J and them. I wasn't signed to Def Jam West like everybody else from the West Coast. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
So I was signed directly to Def Jam in New York. You know what I mean? And it is a difference, you know what I'm saying? So I basically had to go to New York to handle all my business. Sometimes I go to the office on Sunset, you know what I mean? But it was like I had a 10-album deal. I'll still be making fucking albums for Def Jam if I didn't ask them to let me out of my contract. You know what I'm saying? So it was a crazy issue that someone went to Double XL and tried to make it like I got dropped from the label. And that never happened. You know what I'm saying? I was the only one that made the cut when everybody else got dropped from the label. I was the only one that Lior kept. Wow. You know what I mean? So I the one told him I didn't want to be there no more. So that was what happened. So I never got dropped from a situation in my life. You know what I mean?
Was the death of Jam Master Jay a reason you want to be there, or was other business issue?
No, actually, man, that was between Def Jam and Jam Master Jay. Jam Master Jay actually, like they did some shit to where he had to leave the building type shit. You know what I'm saying? There was some other shit going on with them at Def Jam, but Lior directly did a deal with me to come to Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So he was like, man, you ain't never had no whack juice on you, so we want to keep you over here. He was like, fucking we making you. A big yeah. change. That's when Universal came and took over. And after they came and took over, when Def Jam was on PolyGram at first, then Universal took over. So after they took over, I was like, we met in the marina, and I was like, man, I don't think I want to fuck with this no more. You know what I mean? And yeah. I don't know what it was. I just seen some, I don't know. I don't think I want to, man. Shit wasn't right. I think shit is right now that I'm doing it myself. But if I wanted to get to where all them other niggas was getting, I would have probably had to do some weirdo shit too. You know what I mean? So I think I kept it hood, cuz, and went to the Crips. I went back home to the Crips, nigga, and put my album out with all my homies, nigga, and came out with Crip Op. And that was one of the most successful albums I had, and it was independent. And I still was competing with, I was actually, beefing with a couple of different, big artists that was on big labels.
But don't go too fast. We're going to get to that.
I still was holding my own, in those beefs. With me not even having a major machine behind me, but when I was on that major machine and I had the record Diss and Jay-Z, they actually was going at the radio stations telling them to take the record off the radio or they wasn't gonna do summer jams and shit like that. So it wasn't like a battle with just me and this nigga. It was a battle with me being on the same label and the machine is behind him. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was cool. But at the end of the day, we came together and squashed our beef, Shout out to the homie Big Chuck that was working for Aftermath at the time. And Jay-Z on the phone, man. And Jay-Z was cool as fuck, to be honest. And he was like, man, come to Beyonce after party. And I ended up, chilling with them, And he was like, man, we started out cool. What the fuck? So we had a cool talk, man. And it just got past the bullshit. And it really wasn't about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But that's kind of dope because back in those days, Jay-Z was at the height of his shit, and you couldn't even get him to respond to you. So you must have put a dent in that armory to get that response, because he was so big.
He responded. You know what I'm saying?
I remember.
The song wasn't that, but he responded. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really say nothing that really offended me. He just, gave a shout out. You know what I mean? Tried to give me a shot like, hey, nigga, said something with bullshit. But it was all good, though. You know what I'm saying? But as men, we came together. Bullshit. You know what I mean? And shout out to Big Chuck for making that happen. Big Chuck from New York made that shit happen.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Big Chuck, man. I was on that Rep Yourself for Big Chuck, man.
Straight Big up, Chuck, man. We be clowning on Facebook all the time. Hey, man. Hey, we be having so much fun on Facebook talking shit, laughing at motherfuckers, man. I put the Scottie Pippen post up today where he looked like a fucking action figure and shit, man.
I seen that.
That shit was funny. That nigga had some hot waters on, man. Like
come on, man. He trying to look like Future.
Hey, that shit was funny as fuck, man. So I just be having fun, man. Just interacting with everybody. I got the new projects about to come out on July 24th, and everybody, tuning in. So everybody that shared my shit, man, I went on there and thanked them personally, every last one of them motherfuckers, man. Thank you for sharing my shit. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that people like, nigga, where the fuck have you been? Like, we missed J.O.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful that, even me and Exhibit was able to come with the James Savage Project and kill the negative, the negative side of me off. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm a whole new person, man. I'm on a whole nother level, and I'm just thankful to be back at it, doing what I do best, man. Straight up.
Hey, that's dope, because people that know your backstory, the real Justice Against All Oppressors type backstory you got, it's a real inspiration for motherfuckers to see a real 100% real life, no cholesterol solid nigga changes
no
mindset.
Doubt.
You might not remember the first time I met you. We was at my big homie CC spot on Vernon. I was with Lil Stone, and it was you Spice One was coming through there a lot, too.
No doubt. Yeah, that's my big homie. Them used to come through there. Ja Rule and fucking Irv Gotti and them. You know what I'm saying?
This was 98, man. This was... No this doubt. Is the peak of that shit. Nigga.
Burning in the 40s, man. Shout out to
A-team, the A-team.
No doubt.
The A-team.
Yeah, man. Oh, my mama. That was the spot right there, man.
Yeah, yeah, so you know what I mean? For you to just be standing out there on Burning in the trenches, just eating French fries like on some real low shit, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and then so a motherfucker can go through the history, you know, the misunderstandings with the big homie Snoop, misunderstandings with friends and stuff like that, and to still come up out of that motherfucker unscathed far as
no doubt
reputation and unscathed far as bars. Cause when I got to that James Savage project, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I that motherfucker was sick, man, and then it was just the purest form of reinvention I done seen, man. Shouts out to Tano, Open Bar, everything for just shining the light on the motherfucker man. That ain't getting what he supposed to be get.
No doubt.
Fuck, man.
Hey, I thought I hung up on you and shit. Somebody tried to call my phone.
Fuck
my shit up. But man.
Speak on how you used to grind and go get that recorded, hopping on that train and that dedication note.
Oh yeah, man! It was a blessing, man, to work with Exhibit, because when I hooked up with him, I just got out the penitentiary. I just got out of fucking Soledad, you know what I mean? So to get involved with that and to have him, like we did an interview and he played me some beats and I was like, I know this nigga can help me make a stupid ass album. So I just went over there, man, and he put a track on, and he told me, he said a pattern like, and he was like, say the words to that pattern, right? And I came and I said, eating out the pussy like a continental breakfast, no spoon. I will beat that. I will never hop over any broom kaboom. BMI troops, I killed it. He was like, nigga, that's
it.
And it was, after that, it was over, man. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was like the chemistry, bro. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we just sit in there and all the beats was coming from the Aftermath library. You know what I'm saying? So we would hear beats that other people use, like, damn, I heard that beat on, that's Kenny Lamar right there. So it was like kids in a candy store. You know what I mean? So shout out to Dr. Dre too, man, for helping us get that cracking, and my boy Focus and them joints. You know what I mean? It was going down. And shout out to everybody, you know what I mean? My nigga Rick Rock, everybody that produced on that jam.
Rick Rock.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jay, I know it's dope to work with somebody that's equally talented opposed to you just having to work with somebody that's just pushing buttons and counting checks. So you got to learn off of them, grow.
Yeah, man.
He got to grow off of you. He got
Like when it comes to being creative and being around those guys, Dr. Dre and my boy Sly that I got a project with too, that Dre helped us record a lot of the music, you know what I'm saying? So, man, that shit is off the chain. And I learned a lot as far as, like, when somebody, you think somebody has it all and it doesn't change their work ethic, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I picked up from them, and I picked up from Dre. Dre don't fucking play in the studio. If he catch your ass sleep with some bullshit, you gonna get clowned, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
And that's what I learned. Like, I don't play no games in the studio. Now, when I come to the studio, like one session, I went to the studio and I was there 2 hours and I knocked out 6 fucking songs. You know what I mean? Because I come with all my material ready as opposed to writing raps in the studio. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
So I come with all my shit ready to go. So it'd be more fun that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you got all your shit prepared before you get there.
That's dope. Let's speed it up, man. It's about the new generation on the West Coast, far as our side of town, our South Central West Coast, Southeast, you know what I'm saying? Doubt. Shit like that, man. How did that joint you got with J-Stone, shouts out to All Money In, how did that one with J-Stone and No Good come about?
Oh, man, J-Stone and my dog, you know what I'm saying? We go back, man, just the whole camp with J-Stone, Cuzzy Capone, you know what I mean? Cobby, you know what I mean? Tiny G-Bob, you know what I mean? Them all my looks that I ran with in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So
up, cuz, you know,
Lil G-Bob, you know, I ran with him a lot in the streets, man. And And
oh yeah,
we just been always cool like that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's about being creative, man. And them niggas know I'm gonna come with it. So Jay Stone's like, nigga, I need you on this record. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga came with it, but he always show up for me though. If I call him and I tell him, hey, I'm shooting some over here. Like one night I was shooting something with another cat, and he pulled up like, man, I'm over here in your hood, man. Just come through, make sure I'm hood. You know what I mean? That nigga pulled up in 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's
what
it
dope.
Is. But yeah,
cause,
man.
Cause you know me and you know the SI, the allies, and a little disconnect right now. So that's what makes that even bigger record. That's why I want to speak on that. Because that's a necessary conversation.
You know, with all the tension and bullshit going on, to try to alleviate some of that, especially with hustlers, man. Because at the end of the day, man, we was real strong when it comes to this neighborhood Crip shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was about old love or no love, nigga, from the Harlems all the way to the Hunnids. And that's from Dago to L.A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I first started going to Los Angeles, my OG homies from Dago took me out there because they was connected with guys like that, Big D and all them from 60s and niggas from Gardena, Paybacks, all kind of niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was embraced by LA by all kind of different cats. And I used to go hang out tough in Gardena, man, with my nigga Lil Ness from Payback, you know what I'm saying? I used to go hang out there all the time. And I knew niggas from Shotgun, from Payback, you know what I mean? It was just love from everybody. And it was more of a nigga, this J.O. Felony, you know what I'm saying? This nigga out here with us, you know? And that's what it was about. So from the 40s to the 30s, nigga, to the 100s, nigga, to my Damu niggas, and I had niggas in the jungles, nigga. I had my homegirl from the jungles braid my hair when I used to have my braids and shit. I used to go everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You'd catch me and nigga in the band. Nigga, I had, when I was in Arizona for the NBA All-Star game, nigga, I had all the bounty hunters with me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
nigga, they was thick. And we went to LeBron James and Jay-Z party, and I seen Shaq at the front door. That nigga hugged me and picked me up like, nigga, what up? You know what I'm saying? So I walked in.
And you ain't no little nigga.
I walked in with Shaq, man, and he was like, I'm going to get your boys in. So the girl at front, she made sure all the bounty hunter niggas got in. So she was handing them the tickets on the under. And everybody got in. They was like, on blood, nigga, you can come to watch anytime you get ready.
Hey, and that's a big pass. That's a good pass to have. That's a good pass,
man. Unreal.
Them niggas do not fuck around, man.
Yeah, man. So shout out to the bounty hunters, too, man. You know what I mean? So I'm just, man, you know, I'm just a real one, man. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I'm just thankful to have control back of my situation. All my music that I put out on Def Jam, I got control of it again. I'm re-releasing all those projects that I put out in the past. I'm releasing digitally remastering them and putting them out again. I got these two albums dropping on July 24th, and man, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to have my own company. I got Loco Entertainment. Everything's moving for me, man. You know what I mean? Straight up.
And
shout out to my nigga X to the Z, because X helped me get on my shit, on my business shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not playing.
Oh, my mama. Nigga, don't think excess shit for my nigga.
Yeah, no doubt, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm running like it's supposed to be ran.
Yeah.
My bro showed me how to get it cracking. He like, no, nigga, we finna have your shit right. So when you back doing your shit, you know how to run your shit. And that's what it was. You know what I mean? Shout out to OBE, Tato. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Vidal. You know what I mean? So it's just, man, I'm just excited. And I'm just happy to be back at doing what I do best. I can't wait till this stupid-ass corona shit is over. So,
man.
I miss, you know, man, people need each other, man. To be away from each other is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? People need each other. That's what fucking being a human is about, is having each other back and having fun and being able to go to goddamn, you know, concerts and shit and watch comedians and talk shit. And
just be regular.
Yeah, man, they fucked up, man. White folks, y'all fucked the world up, goddamn it.
Hey, J.O., I never thought I'd be, hey Jay, I never thought I'd be so happy to go to Target. I never knew Target would be such an.
That's what I'm
talking about. That shit is a trend now.
Yeah. Target and Walmart, hey man, that shit like the club right now. I ain't gonna lie. Before we got on the phone, I was about to go to Walmart, right? I went to Walmart, nigga, I got scared. I'm like, oh no, it's too many people in that motherfucker.
It's too many people, yeah.
It's Corona all in that motherfucker, because it ain't no way, because y'all got a mask on, but y'all definitely ain't far away from enough from each other. You know what I'm saying?
And it ain't like they got little... And it took the vibes, huh? Hey, it ain't like they got little sprayers coming on with disinfectants.
Yeah, man. That's now and then. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just freestyle.
Man, yeah, that's, they freestyle.
Hey, so look, man, I do think you got a future in hood movies and acting, man, because you have to smoke yourself in the trunk, man. You got that shit, man. Because, see, when I first saw the preview, I'm thinking it's going to be probably one of them Hulu movies or something.
No,
like,
yeah.
Okay. And then when I seen it was a movieography about
– shit.
Oh, man, get them some more of that shit, man, because they got to go back and look at that now while they get ready for this new shit.
If you guys don't know, man, for those that don't know that didn't make the connection, man, J.O. Felony is James Savage. So you guys got to go check out my music. Y'all like, when the fuck are you going to put an album out? I got a brand new album out under James Savage. So go check it out. It ain't the other little nigga, James Savage. It's me. Y'all, when y'all see, y'all know what it is. You'll see me and X
fire
shit. But when y'all go to the music, go get the James Savage. Type up James Savage. You'll see that Nah, Bitch. And that record, Test Me. Test Me is my shit.
Test Me.
Shout out to motherfucking man. Them joints, man. And, you know, the whole thing. My nigga Focus. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Focus, too. God bless Focus, man. His son had passed away, and I just want to say God bless Focus, man. You know I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? Much love, man. And my condolences go out to Focus, too. I just wanted to say that. You know what I mean? Much love, man. You know I'm always here, bro. I definitely want to say that, too. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy out here, man. But I'm just, you know, trying to, you know, make it happen and you know, stay professional with it. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though, Project? I wanted to see, get some legs and walk, and I'm gonna have Jinx on the show too. But that first generation, I used to be up here with y'all in the garage.
Yeah,
we was on to bar something big. Bar.
Yeah,
nigga,
we was on to something big with that, man.
Damn.
Hopefully, we can get that cracking again. Shout out to King T, my nigga Chill, you know, Gangsta man. We had fucking Corrupt, man. The shit was off the chain, man. You know what I mean?
Sir Jinx.
We had Battle Cat, Sir Jinx, Battle Cat. Come on, man.
I'm about to fuck you up with this one. Hey, you remember when Corrupt went crazy when BG Knockout came through the door?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? I was in the garage. I was talking to King T. But it was all love, West Coast shit. Y'all was funny. You didn't know I was going to hit you with that one.
No,
but that motherfucker, I remember when y'all niggas, you and Gangsta was going at it, though, on the things. So y'all niggas don't know, man. I hope that can get figured out, man.
Yeah, man.
That was like a real live starting five right there.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. We had a dope little shit. Yeah, MC8, man. My nigga MC8, man. I remember we did the video Sharks in the Water, and that was actually my daughter's favorite song. So I used to have her in the back seat, bro, and I look in the rear view mirror and she's singing my lyrics and shit. I'm like, man,
ain't that a cold feeling?
It's crazy. Man, that's a cold feeling, man. She like, play my song, daddy. Play Sharks in the Water. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, man, we on to something. You know what I mean?
Okay, so looking back on your accomplishments and then looking sometimes at some of the present downfalls and, you know, setbacks and shit. What do you feel out of all the work you put in is your place in the game? Not just West Coast rap. I'm talking about period. Fuck all that. Because like your mama said, you the best. I remember your mama said that. She said, nigga, my son is the best. Fuck that.
No doubt. Yeah.
And if niggas go do their lyrical history, you got to be on this Mount Rushmore on this motherfucker side for sure.
But motherfuckers try to talk that shit. But when you really look at the history of you know, music on the West Coast or just rap music, period, you got to look at when motherfuckers was requesting, all the top rappers was requesting me to be on their shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was airing their ass out. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I try to have the best verse, man. This is about competition, and I look up to these guys. So I'm like, I got to air his ass out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I was arguing with a motherfucker right a couple of years ago because I like to talk that shit. You know, we done been in the car talking that shit. I said, nigga, if you knew anything about J.O. Felony style, if you get on a song with him, he's talking to
I'm
your
gonna
ass.
I'm going to light your ass up. Yeah, I'm going to light you up. Now,
he's talking to you.
Yeah, but
not that, like, but just like.
Because sometimes I try to make a song with a nigga, but for the most part, like say when I did the shit with LL
Cool J,
right?
Your shit don't be subliminal.
when I did the shit with LL Cool J, that was one of my favorite records to be on as far as a guest appearance, because this is one of my favorite fucking rappers. That's probably one of the reasons I got in the game, because of LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LL, you know what I mean? And at the time, he had the beef with Jamie Foxx, you know what I'm saying? So Snoop Dogg and Exhibit was already on the record, right? So my dog Bimmy was at Def Jam. He was like, I'm going to get you on LL. And him and LL is still probably buddies to this day. And he was like, I'm getting you on LL shit. So I actually got a chance to hear all these guys' raps. So after I wrote my rap, I was like, oh, Crip, ain't nobody fucking with this, cuz. When I said, Loco, who you thought it was, don't be fucking with my uncle, cuz. Wanda suck dick in the pen. My streets go one way. I kill them in living color. On any given Sunday, they all anxious to wait to see how ill is my style. It's ill enough to make Kevin Lyles put this out right now. I'm getting with Juvenile, feeding pit bull puppies, baloney in a project. Who want to die next? Now, who want to live and he love his kids? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, man.
You heard it here first, so you heard this.
You got this rap game on lock, nigga. Kick rocks. Give me the key. Run up in your spotlight. Get on your belly. Give me the key. What it's gonna be? What it's gonna see? When your blood is on me, and I keep trying to wipe it off. Like, L, what's this on me? L got you covered, bitch. Don't speak like that. Tattoo Def Jam on you. You're weak like that. What? You a rider, not in my house, mouse. Blast you, escape down south to my mammy house and fix a spring in the couch. They like, ooh,
nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You wasn't already. You was already savage.
Yeah.
You was already. It's in you, not know. You also realize shit.
My mama, man. I definitely had a blast. And it was crazy that LL called me. He was doing a video and he called me. He was like, nigga, you killed that shit. I was like, It was a blessing, man. It's like, you imagine like being a kid and you look up to artists and you fuck around and get to work with the nigga on their album. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I got to work with Scarface and Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, and you know what I'm saying? And it's just all blessings, you know what I mean? So I remember when me and Snoop did the Got Beef record, we was riding around and it was Dog Dog's birthday, rest in peace. And Snoop, I remember him calling somebody, he was like, we got one, we got a hit, nigga, we got one. And man, I know I had to write some ill shit right there. And it was crazy that Angie Martinez was on Hot 97 and Got Beef was one of the only West Coast songs added to the record station Hot 97. And when she went on 106 in Park, she was like, the only reason we added that record is because of J.O. Felony's verse. Straight up. Straight up. That's why
they added Got Beef. Here on Tapping In with Kato.
Yeah. That's why they added Got Beef to Hot 97 in New York when we was on the Up and Smoke tour. Got Beef was on that radio station. And it was crazy to be hearing that song on a New York radio station, knowing New York don't fuck around playing nobody else shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody else shit.
Yeah, so it was a blessing, man. And when she said that, I was like, wow. She went on 106 in Park and was like, we played that record because of J.O. Felony's verse. You know what I mean? So I was like, damn, I must have did something right.
give me a small little opening to a little you and Nipsey's relationship, because I'm pretty sure when you met him as a youngster, because we all was, you know, we all up. So let's let the people know about your real intimate relationship as far as, you know what I'm saying, with Nip.
I know Nip, man, way back, you know what I'm saying, when my homegirl Stacy out in L.A., he used to go to her shop, and before he was rapping and all that, you know what I'm saying, he used to go to her shop.
When he had the flat top.
He used to help her make the hot sauce packs and stuff like that at the restaurant at the La Louisiana's and shit. And it just go back to way back then, and shout out to Black Sam, you know what I mean? And I've been always cool with them, bro, just being, you know what I mean, fucking with the 60s and shit like that, you know what I mean? And we just always had a cool rapport. And I remember we did a song like when he first got cracking with me, him, and Cocaine. I did the song with me, him, and Cocaine, and it was crazy that on that song, I was talking about cocaine on that song because we had a problem. So you don't be lying. Sometimes I do get that nigga on the record.
I fucks with you the long way, my nigga, on my mom.
But the record was dope, you know what I'm saying? But you know me, man. I trip out sometimes.
The streets can't control me, some shit like that.
Yeah, man.
Like some Regal music, some of that Compass music, yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of them Slauson Boy joints, I believe.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's man, to see him come up like that was crazy, man. And it was a dope situation. And it made niggas stronger, you know what I'm saying? Like, man. And then by seeing me doing the shit with Exhibit, man, it was like, wow, it took us 4 years to get that shit done. And it was crazy that I wanted Nip to see that shit, man, because the type of person he was, I know he would have been happy for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, cuz, you back on your shit. He'd have been like, cuz, you back on your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
he was on trip, you know what I'm saying? So it was fucked up, man, because I never, you know, I didn't get the chance to, you know what I'm saying, to really fuck with him when I came back to doing my shit.
When you got back, just, yeah.
Yeah, man. So it was just fucked up, you know what I mean? But I went to the funeral, man, and shout out to Black Sam. He actually had me sitting in the second row. I was with Inf and J Stone and all them. And it was just crazy, man. I was in the fucking second row, man. I was crying like a baby, man. It just, especially when I seen the shit on the screen with him when he was younger, with him and his brother, and I seen that shit got too emotional for me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man. And you know what I mean? That shit was crazy, man. But shout out to Nip, man, and the whole, you know what I mean, all Money In squad, you know, and y'all keep pushing, man. J Stone, I'm real proud of him and Cuzzy Capone and Young Cobby for doing their shit, Tiny G Bob and them for doing their shit, man, because they keeping the torch lit. You know what I'm saying? Keeping, and it take a lot to do that when you have such a big artist, man, and he rests in peace now, and it takes a lot to keep that momentum going, and they doing a great job of keeping his name alive, man. So shout out to
all. It's very hard to keep that momentum going. It's very hard.
You know what I mean? Even YG too, man. They doing a good job of keeping Nip name alive. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah. So look, man, let's hear about this new shit now. Let's hear about this new shit I've been hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Tap in.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to my bro, man, Sir Jinx. But actually, man, he came to my house, bro, and he's like, man, you got a brand new fucking iMac, and you don't even know how to work the motherfucker. Man, he came and did so much stuff on my computer. I got 10 albums that we hooked up to where we about to digitally release, digitally remaster and release music, all kind of stuff. I got 2 new albums dropping, powered by Sir Jinx, coming out on July 24th. One is called Hood Invasion, and the other one is called In the Trenches. And man, he did his magic, man. I can't wait till you guys hear it. I'm really excited about it. I'm about to shoot 2 visuals for both of those albums. I got a video coming out for Hug the Block, and I got a video coming out for Block Party. So there's two songs off of both of those albums that you guys can see some visuals with. You know what I mean?
Shit. Yes,
and,
man.
And I have
give them the secret.
Yeah, man. So I hope you guys enjoy that. And then I have another project coming out with Sly, with Dr. Dre's artist Sly. You know what I'm saying? We got like 30 new songs, man. We got a couple albums already. So, and aside of that, after I drop these two new projects, I got a brand new album coming out after these albums called Get Your Feet Whooped, the new J.O. Felony shit.
Get Your Feet Whooped, bitch! Oh, my mama.
Man,
I'm glad you fucked with me, my man. Nigga, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, I promise, bro, you guys gonna love this new shit, man. You guys gonna love these two releases coming out on July 24th. It's gonna be lovely. It's me having fun, being lyrical, talking shit, and just being me, man. And I hope you guys like it, man, and support the movement, man. It's coming out on Local Entertainment, Dash Go. It's gonna be on all major platforms. It's the shit, man.
Hood and it's your shit. You controlling this shit. You getting to push the buttons on this motherfucker now. You the mad scientist now.
Yes, sir, man. And it's not a better feeling, man, than being able to do your own thing and being in control of your own destiny, man. It's no better feeling than that. And it took me this long in my career to actually get to that point, but I know the guy upstairs has his own time. He works on his own time. So as long as I stay prayed up, and I ask God, whatever my purpose is on this planet, make sure whatever you put me on this planet for, make sure I serve that purpose. And if I don't serve that purpose, whether it ain't got to have shit to do with music or none of that, but if I don't serve the purpose that God put me on this planet for, then I am a failure. period.
I'm gonna sum up your shit like this. It's a story of inspiration, redemption, and motherfucking persistence.
That's what I'm talking about, man, my nigga.
Oh, Kato, my mama.
Man, you know what it is.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Appreciate
so
you.
Give them your handles and your shout out to your everybody's and your fans, yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody out there, man, that's supporting me, man. Y'all can follow me. I'm about to put my names back, J.O. Felony, on my all on my sites, on Instagram and on Facebook and everything. It's about to go back to J.O. Felony because that's what we're pushing now. Shout out to my homies. Shout out to everybody that support me, all my SA homies, all my white homies, all my black homies, you know, because humanity as a whole, we need to come together and fight racism. It's not about black and white. It's about getting these motherfucking racist people the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. So don't get it, Mr. Screw, and you stupid motherfuckers ain't got to be out here talking about all lives matter because we know that shit already. You know what I'm saying? So shut the fuck up and roll with the program or shut the fuck up. We know all lives matter, but all lives ain't getting motherfucking knees put on their neck right now.
Come on, man. 846 in all lives. So
straight up. You know what I mean? So we know that already. But if you down with us, then ride with us, and we really appreciate that. And I feel like as humanity as a whole, anybody get injustice done to them, we all need to step up as human, as the human race, period.
Man, on that note, man, I appreciate you fucking with me on the quarantine edition of Tapping
Into
Kato, man.
Yeah, man, I got to cut man, this whole pussy off, man. I got a couple videos to shoot, man. I'm about to get back right.
Hey,
get it
make
in.
Sure you get it to your niggas so I can come in there and fuck with y'all, man. Me and Yuck, I'm coming in. Me, Yuck, and Simone, we pulling up, man.
Shout out to
Yuck and Simone.
Yuck, man. Tell
Digital Soapbox.
What's up, man? Yeah, tell Yuck, let's get that interview too, man. We on it.
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. Salute,
yes,
my nigga. I'm going to hit you off the thing, nigga. West Coast, nigga.
West Coast. Much love, Kato.
Much love. Yeah.